This is Jim Sperry. It's March 28th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan. I'm with a New Mexico captain. Sir, please tell me your name.
Captain Thomas Dunn.
And Captain Dunn, tell me what your job is.
I'm a force support medical platoon leader.
And are you a pilot as well?
I am.
And how long have you been in the Army?
Ten years.
And is this your first deployment?
No. I did a prior deployment to Kosovo.
And today's kind of a big day, and I saw that you got an award. Please tell me about the award you got.
Yeah, it's an Air Medal of Service. Basically, aviators in theater performing a certain amount of hours, certain amount of duties are rewarded at the end of the tour for their efforts as an aviator. So it was an Air Medal for Service.
Well, congratulations. I'd like to ask you about your time here on this deployment. Were you at all the locations, is that correct, or just here?
No, I spent the majority of my time, I would say majority at FOB Eddy, August through December.
I'd like to talk about Eddy, because that seems to be what everybody says is where the war's at. Tell me a little bit about your experience there and what you will take back with you from this particular experience at Eddy.
Sure. Eddy is exactly right, is where the war is at. When we first got here, it was fairly busy here at Dwyer, but most of the kinetic activity, as they say in the Army, was up at Eddy. That's where the push has been going along. That to me is medevac at its best. Everything that you read in the history books and so forth, and growing up, I've been to medevac for 10 years, is, you know, you want to do that mission, you want to do that, what you read about in Vietnam and etc. And that's basically everything that Eddy represents. It's nonstop medevac up there.
So how old are you before we go any further?
I'm 36.
And the name of my project is 10 Years Later. Where were you 10 years ago?
Basic training.
So you joined the Army at a little bit older age?
I did. Yep, went through college. I had no inkling of or want of being in the military, and graduated and probably just grew up a little bit and decided I wanted to serve my country. And
did you join after 9/11?
I did.
10 years ago, did you ever think that you'd be standing in Afghanistan at the end of a year deployment doing what you've done, doing medevac at its finest?
No, absolutely not. Not farthest from my mind.
What one thing in your training or a particular mentor in your life carried you through some of the toughest days up there, Daddy?
You know, to be honest with you, my father served in Vietnam. He wasn't a career guy, but he was infantry and served his tour, and you know, he was that guy. He was down on the ground pounders, and so between that mentorship and then actually my father-in-law, he's a retired full colonel in the Marine Corps, and he's Marine Corps through and through, and so he absolutely has been vital throughout my entire military career for guidance and support, and his knowledge is amazing.
Please tell me your father's name.
Colonel Alan Way.
And that's your father or father-in-law?
Father-in-law.
Your father-in-law is Colonel Alan Way.
Yes,
and your father's name?
Thomas Dunn.
Okay, very good. I'd like to know, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Wow. That's a good question. Especially at the end of the tour, that's hard to say. Everybody's tired. I would like to say in 10 years that hopefully I'm still possibly in New Mexico in the Guard and making things as good as possible, and hopefully at whatever rank that brings me in 10 years, whether it's a full bird or whatever it may be, maybe helping the younger guys going off to the next deployment.
There's a couple of missions that caught my ear shortly before I got here. One is a hoist mission that Sergeant Heath Petty, who's an Albuquerque fireman, was on. And the other one was a mission where a Marine had a RPG embedded in his body, upper thigh in his pelvic area. The New Mexico guys did remarkable bringing this guy and saving his life. You want to comment a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I know those soldiers very well. I wasn't there for that mission, but I know exactly, from being at Eddy as long as I was, I know exactly what they went through, and it absolutely shows the sacrifice that these soldiers have, and you know, war is a horrible place, and it, you see horrible things, but in a weird way, it you can see some amazing, beautiful, heroic things, and those soldiers proved that on those missions. Every day that we go out on these nine lines, I'm proud of these guys. They absolutely, there is no self-regard for their well-being. They go out there and they do the mission. And I get that. You don't think about it. You go do the mission. You go save that life. You don't have any problems jumping in both feet. And that's what they did. And if you talk to any of those soldiers, you know, they'll tell you probably afterwards that, you know, hindsight, yeah, we probably could have died on that mission. But you know what? They go back out and they do it all over again the next day. And it's an amazing thing to watch.
So it's fair to say New Mexico's representation set the bar pretty high, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
I want to talk about a gift that came from the governor, a flag here that flew over flew over Dwyer here and then was brought up to Eddie. How does it make you feel to be standing there in that photo and on the 100-year celebration of the New Mexico Centennial, yet serving your country here?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous feeling. There's a lot of pride there. And it makes us feel good here that know that the governor and people back home know we're out here doing what we're doing. They may not know exactly, you know, it's hard to tell anybody what's gone on here and what we've seen and what we've dealt with, but just the simple fact that they support us and they understand that they don't know what we're seeing out here, which makes it even better. It's a great feeling, and there's a lot of military history in New Mexico, and this is just the next chapter and probably many chapters to come.
Before we close, do you have family you want to say hi to?
Oh, absolutely. My wife, Ashley, and my three kids, A.T. and Maggie and Patrick. So I'm looking forward to getting home and getting to do some stuff with them that I haven't been able to do in about a year.
One final question on a lighter note. Now, everybody knows that I've been around here, and you've heard a little bit about my time here. Tell me your honest take on my experience with you guys, how it's gone.
As far as you being here?
Yep.
You know what? To be honest with you, it's been great. You know, I've dealt with a lot of, and I'm not going to label you into the reporter realm, but I've dealt with a lot of what we'll call the embeddeds. And you by far have been one of the better ones I have ever dealt with out here. So it's been a pleasure. And anytime I forget that you're here, that's a good thing. So,
well, the idea was to build their morale, and they sure built my morale. And I think it worked both ways.
Well, absolutely. And we appreciate you being out here. And I'm glad you got to, unfortunately, see the bad things out here. But on the flip side, you personally got to see what my guys have gone through. So it makes me feel good that that story is going to get out.
Captain Dunn, thank you for taking time out today, and congratulations on your award, and congratulations on a job well done. Go home and eat some green chili.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait. Thank you.
This is Jim Sperry, March 28th, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan.